eternal and everlasting God. We come this morning giving thanks, praise, and glory to your name, Lord. Thanking you for another opportunity to stand before your people. We ask right now, Lord, that you would anoint me and consecrate me, Lord. That whatever come out of my mouth will be sanctioned by you, Lord. We ask blessings upon the entire church, Father God. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house today. We ask God to bless and keep and strengthen all of you. For you have done a wonderful job. The scripture has been read, coming from 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 3 through 7. I take my title. You may be seated. The title of my sermon today is No Greater Foundation Can Be Laid Than the One That's Already Laid. When we build a house or any kind of structure, we must first lay the foundation.
Yes, sir.
And when we think about what we are going to put on this foundation, then we begin to strengthen the foundation as we see the need to hold the structure.
Yes.
And I say to all the mothers in the house, God knew what he was doing when he was laying the foundation. That there is no greater foundation than whatever mother there is a mother.
Yeah.
For he has given you, or he has placed what he wanted to place on the foundation. Mm-hmm. We normally begin to grade the ground, plan the ground, make sure that it's level. Make sure that it's solid. Make sure that it could hold whatever we're going to put on it.
All right.
And I can't think of no greater foundation than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When I think about Timothy and his grandmother Lois,
all right,
and his mother Eunice, they were praying mothers and grandmothers. And when Timothy came out or came forth, Paul had laid hand on Timothy. And he felt something special. And it was like no greater faith. No greater faith. When you know someone can touch you and feel how great your faith is, mm-hmm, it's truly a blessing.
Oh.
Pray with me, y'all. I'm going to try to follow the script that I have.
Right.
To tell you about Lois, Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice, his mother. When we look to the world today, look at our different situations and how we're growing and how we're coming, most people will look to the foundation of the people that are acting or reacting. I pray and hope that you could follow me. Because of the world that we live in today, it seems to be an upside down world.
Come on.
I know that God is yet in the plan.
Yes,
right.
Because I say there's no greater foundation come forth than what the one that he's already laid. Right. And that when we think about Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice, and we think about Timothy and his great faith, we think about what they offered, what they gave him, what his heritage was like. And I say that to say to all of us, think about what our heritage was like.
Come on.
Think about what we were given, what we was given when we came into the world. Think about what was given to us as we began to travel down here on these mundane shows, begin to mature, begin to face this world for what it is or what it presents.
Come on.
We need to have some kind of foundation that we base our life on, or base our walk on, or base our thoughts on, or base our travel on, because this world is upside down. And you have to be able to navigate your course and where you're going and how you're going. And I think that navigation device has to do with the foundation that have been laid before you or before us. And when we follow, it's like a train on a track. Without the track, the train cannot run. Without the foundation, we ain't going nowhere. We are at a standstill. But when we think what our grandmothers, our mothers have given us, and how they have suffered, and how they have laid the path, how they have hooked up to say that, you are mine. This is the way we came. I was in the barbershop Saturday, and I was talking to a bunch of brothers, a couple of ladies in there, and some guy asked me how old I was. For some reason or another, I don't know why he asked me how old I was. And we got in a conversation talking about how we came and which way we had come. And I say, well, brother, you don't want to know how I came, because I came when we were sleeping on moss mattresses. I know y'all may not understand that or know what that's all about. But if you ever see any of these movies that was made down in Louisiana, and you see the gray stuff hanging from the trees, the gray hair type stuff. Well, when I came, we used to take that off the tree, place it on a line, or place it on the fence, and let it dry out. And when it dries out, it turns black. And we would take a sleeve, a mattress sleeve, and just stuff this sleeve with a whole bunch of moss till it would build up and it would be big enough for a mattress for to fit our bed. And I was trying to tell the brothers, see, I didn't come from where you came off an inner spring or something, but I came off a moss one. But I'm saying that I had a solid foundation, because we know what was in the mattress sleeve. But when you get this inner spring mattress, you don't know what's in the mattress sleeve. I'm trying to differentiate between different kinds of foundations. But when you have built the foundation yourself, you know what's there. You know what it could hold up. And I commenced to tell the brothers, well, you see, there were seven of us, and they had seven of us sleeping in the bed, same bed at the same time, on top of the moss mattress. The moss mattress might have hung over on the chairs that was between the wall and the bed that extended the bed to make it long enough or big enough that it would be solid enough to hold the seven of us. And he looked at me and somebody said, something wrong with you. I'm trying to get you to understand the difference in different foundations. You see, you came at a time, some of us have come at a time that we don't know what's in this mattress sleeve. Then there are some of us who know what's in the mattress sleeve. Because when you have taken the moss off the line and you have pulled it apart and you have stuffed this sleeve till it build up enough to be thick enough to go on your bed.
All right.
I say, well, this is how I came, brother. I didn't have cotton. I didn't have innerspring. I didn't have any of that. I had a moss mattress. And we used to, there were bars over the bed at the time for mosquitoes where you hung a mosquito net. And we used to hang from the top of the bar rack and just fall out into the bed on the moss mattress. But it was solid enough to hold us.
All right.
We did not go through. I'm trying to say that when Timothy came with his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, they both were strong enough. They believed in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There were some praying women.
Yeah.
And they knew who they were praying to.
All right.
And they were praying and asking for a strong foundation. And when we look at our women that's out here today, that's in front of us, we want to commend you for the foundation that you have laid.
Amen.
For most of us that you see came off of one of those foundations or another, and we're still going. We're still moving forward. We still know how to say, yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. A yes. No. We still know how to be polite. We still know how to recognize who our elders are. And we thank God for that. I'm trying to say in this foundation that I know about or that I came on, I know how to recognize those who are over me, those who are in charge of me.
Yeah.
I know how to recognize our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Because I know there's no greater foundation than that foundation.
Right.
And I continue to look to the hills from whence cometh my help.
All right.
Because I realize that in this situation, there are three different points.
All right.
The three points that I have come across was power, love, self-control.
All right.
Okay.
That's the foundation that I came from, the God that I know, that he had all power. We knew that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Come on.
No matter what happened, because he had the power.
Yes, sir.
And we would yield to him.
Yes.
And we would bow to him and thank him for each and every day that he gave us.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of Deacon Jenkins.
Right.
Another day's journey, and I'm glad about it.
Yes, sir.
I thank him for each and every day. Then I realized that he gave me love. The love that he gave me that I could look out beyond the perimeters of my vision. And I could thank him for each and every mother.
Yes.
And the love that they possess, the love that they have within inside of them.
All right.
That had helped them to strengthen their foundation each and every day. And I praise God and thank God for you all, you mothers.
Yeah.
And then I think about, not only did he give you power, not only did he give you love, he allowed you to possess self-control, to be able to handle those things that stand before you. I know sometime that the mother that's in the house that I live in, she say to me, "All right, Jay, tone it down. Tone it down. You got to be careful how strong you come at the children. They're not the children of yesterday. They're the children of the day." And I'm saying that the mothers are in touch more than what maybe we are. And they realize what is needed or what it takes. They have self-control. They're able to nurture, give the kids what they need. I just want to let you know that has nothing to do with tomorrow with the kids. But in the meantime, as the kids are coming, are they in the home? Are they in the neighborhood?
All right.
They have a solid foundation.
Yes, sir.
Because they have been nurtured by the mothers through the power of God, which God has placed in the mother. And the love that he has placed in the mother's heart. There's no greater love than what a mother can give you, no matter what you do. Your dad could say, "Boy, if you go to jail, I ain't coming get you." And your mother just look at you, and you look in them eyes. And you know if you go to jail, he might not mean to come get you, but you're going to look up and here he come. And you say to yourself, "I wonder why he came." And then you could remember when you looked in your mother's eyes and see there was no greater love, no greater love. I don't know no love like a mother's love. You could do all kind of things. And she continued to love you. No matter how many mistakes you've made, she continued to get calluses on her knees and go to God for you and ask God just to strengthen you and help you to overcome those circumstances and those situations that we have placed ourselves in. I'm just trying to say, I give honor and praise and glory to God for all you mothers and ask blessings upon you, because we realize that you have a strong foundation and that you have shared it with us and you have given it to us that we may stand on, walk on, or it would take us the course. I'm going to back away and take my seat, because I've been getting a lot of complaints that I just be holding up things. But I just want to let your mothers know that I love you and I praise God and thank God for you. And I ask God blessings upon you and the foundation in which you're laying. Bless your heart, mothers.
Amen, amen, amen.